You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thanks again for joining us this afternoon, and I hope you're enjoying this beautiful month of May. We've had our Mother's Day, and I know for some of us, it's a very sore little spot in terms of maybe some of our mothers are in heaven, and we are truly blessed by having those moms who are still with us today, and maybe you're going to be a new mom, and I would say congratulations and bless you, and may you truly enjoy motherhood and love motherhood, because it's a true gift from God, really is. So brothers and sisters, we are now approaching the conclusion of Saint Bernadette and Our Lady of Lourdes. And we've gotten to see the struggles that little Bernadette went through, and yet was just an innocent young little girl, but so devoted with her rosary and prayer. And even though she had no catechism classes, she was illiterate, she had no clue when our beautiful lady said, "I am the Immaculate Conception." So it was a real journey, it just made Bernadette even more convicted to Our Lady. And of course, you know, she went on to become a nun. So it's a beautiful story, and I love this story, and I wanted so much to share it with you. At the conclusion of this, if there's time, if not, it'll be the final broadcast for the month of May, and I would like to then share with you two special prayers. One would be the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's the Litany of Loreto. And the final one is by Saint Louis de Montfort, the Prayer to Mary. So they're two beautiful prayers, brothers and sisters, and I just thought I wanted to share that in kind of a nice closing to everything. So let's begin with a Hail Mary, shall we? Before we begin our broadcast, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So, what does she say? Bernadette's life after 1858. She said, "I could live for a long time, or I could die in my sleep. I have put myself in the hands of our Lord and the Most Holy Virgin." And she said, "Pray less for my health and much more for my poor soul." That is a very important piece that she had said. Many of the church's most renowned saints are visionaries, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Catherine of Siena, and St. Joan of Arc, to name just a few. And many of the church's most beloved devotions come to us through the mystics, devotions such as the Divine Mercy message through St. Faustina, the Sacred Heart devotion through St. Margaret Mary, and even the Rosary itself through St. Dominic. Despite all of this, the Church is very clear. No saint is canonized because of their visions. Having received the special grace of seeing Jesus or the Blessed Mother, or in some way being the recipient of mystical experiences, is never on its own enough to warrant the title saint. And Bernadette is no exception. To be a saint, a person must exhibit heroic virtue, pursuing holiness with singular focus. And Bernadette did this. The incredible sanctity with which she lived would earn her merit and rights to the title of saint. Bernadette would have the privilege of seeing Our Lady appear to her twice more that same year of 1858. She maintained her habit of praying at the grotto, which was already being transformed from a dirty place in the woods into a place of pilgrimage. 2 weeks after the proclamation on the Feast of the Annunciation, on April 7th, Bernadette appeared to onlookers again to be in ecstasy while praying, her hand strayed over a devotional candle that was lit there, and those around her were convinced she must be burnt. A medical doctor who had come to Lourdes as a skeptic prevented others from putting out the candle. Bernadette's fingers stayed in the flame for a full 15 minutes before she moved her hand. And when she came back to her surroundings, she said she had seen the lady again. She had felt no pain from the flame and was uninjured. This would be the final apparition at the grotto and the last in the public eye. But Bernadette would see Our Lady one more time. And that summer, after her catechetical preparation, Bernadette finally received her first Holy Communion. Father Peyramel praised Bernadette in a letter to his bishop, saying that her conduct was perfect. Everything in her is developing in a wonderful way. When asked which made her happier, seeing the Lady or receiving Communion, what do you think she said? Bernadette answered, "I do not know. These things go together and are not to be compared. What do I know? What I do know," she said, "is that I was happy on both occasions." So a few weeks after this, Bernadette received Holy Communion for a third time and had a corresponding vision of Our Lady, right? So I'm going to go on to that little piece. She fell in the depths of her heart a call well known to her, the call of her Immaculate Mother to the grotto. She arose and with her aunt Lucille hastened to the meeting. The civil authorities had prohibited at that time any access to the grotto, and they had shut off the front by a palisade of boards. Bernadette and her aunt therefore went to kneel on the other side of the gate in front of the grotto. It was evening at the hour when the bell of the parish church was about to ring the Angelus. Suddenly the child cried out, thrilled with joy, "She is there, she is there, she greets us, she smiles to us above the palisade." The palisade disappeared from the eyes of Bernadette, and she saw only her heavenly mother. Once again, the child was lost in an ecstasy and love. She received no farewell word, but a glance and a smile of such tenderness that Bernadette declared that she had never seen the like. The glance, that smile, she was never again to see except in heaven. So the apparitions were over, but Bernadette's story wasn't finished. Crowds of pilgrims still found her wherever she went. Her newfound fame did improve her family's reputation, and Francis Soubirous was able, with help, to move his family to a new mill house on the outskirts of town. The family had hoped for some privacy, but the crowds found Bernadette anyway, always longing to hear her speak of the Blessed Virgin. Bernadette never sought to be the center of anyone's attention. In fact, she stated her desire to retreat into a cloistered life, to live entirely devoted to her Lord Jesus, but she was still too young. To encourage her vocation and to protect her from the public eye and the dangers of vanity, her parents sought to have her accepted as a ward by the Sisters of Charity across town. And so, as Bernadette had once been given over to the care of a foster mother and later to her godmother, now she was given over to the care of both a mother superior and her heavenly mother. And she stayed with the Sisters of Charity for 2 years as a student, where she learned the French language, not only to read and to write in both French and in her native language. Bernadette's health continued to become quite frail. And at one point, she became so ill with inflammation of the lungs that a priest was brought in to anoint her for death. Well, it was as she stood on death's doorstep, she actually asked to drink some water from the spring of Lourdes at Lourdes, which was now known to be miraculous. And immediately, her symptoms disappeared. I felt as if, she said, I felt as if a mountain had been lifted from my chest, she said. And as time went on, Bernadette finished her studies, recovered her health sufficiently to make solemn vows. And in July 1866, she received her habit and began living as a nun, joining the Sisters of Charity at their mother house in Nevers, France, and maintaining her baptismal name, Marie Bernard. So, concerns over Bernadette's health would come to dominate the rest of her life. And by the time she made her formal profession in 1867, she had already received last rites twice. Whenever she recovered, a slight cold or a sudden asthma attack would lead to months of living in the infirmary. Really, really, you know, just think about it, brothers and sisters, the way we are sometimes. When we get a cold or, you know, when we're, you know, whatever we go through and we think, oh my gosh, we're just, you know, so taken aback, like, you know, oh, we just hate it, right? We just can't stand it. Oh my goodness, I can't do anything. I'm so tired. I have to rest. And then you look at little Bernadette here and that strength and that conviction, that all-knowing conviction that she knew that she was, that her blessed mother, our blessed mother, her lady was with her every step of the way, that her lady wouldn't let her down, that she had a mission to fulfill. Her work wasn't done yet. She offered all her suffering as a recompense for sinners. In the final analysis, her willingness to undergo such great pain and suffering as a sacrifice to her Lord Jesus is actually the single greatest sign of her holiness. For much of her life, Bernadette lived in her sickbed. And though ill, Bernadette became an avid letter writer, maintaining many relationships by mail. And she wrote to a friend who was a friar who shared her name, Brother Marie Bernard. And she said, I am so very sorry, she said, that I was unable to write sooner, but I have been gravely ill. It began with an asthma attack, and then I started spitting up blood. The slightest movement made it hard, made it start up again, and I was confined to bed for 3 months. I attended Mass for the first time on Easter, but I had a small relapse that kept me in bed for another 2 weeks. Don't worry, she says. There is nothing wrong with my lungs. It is something to do with the heart. And then she went on, she says, please extend my profound respects to the Reverend Brother Director and tell him that I am praying for his intentions. And then she says, please thank Father for remembering me at the altar. I am very grateful to him. And then she signed the letter, and what does she say? Pray less for my health, she said, and much more for my soul. Well, a few weeks later, after this particular letter, St. Bernadette received last rites for a third, but not a final time. And over the coming years, she would sometimes be well enough to rejoin her sisters in a normal convent life, but never for long. She again took up her life in her white chapel, and she wrote to Pope Pius IX to beseech a papal blessing for her soul. The Holy Father gave such a blessing. On March 28th, just over 20 years to the day that Our Lady had revealed her name to Bernadette at the grotto, Bernadette received the last rites for a fourth and final time. Her last words were, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, a poor sinner, a poor sinner. On April 16th, at exactly 3 p.m., she died, praying in the armchair of the infirmary with her eyes on Our Lady. And that, my dear friends, brings us to a close. And I sincerely hope that you have enjoyed this beautiful story of Bernadette and Our Lady of Lourdes. And without further ado, brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you, I will pause and you will give the response and you will say, pray for us or graciously hear us. And I'll give you the cue, okay? Followed by St. Louis de Montfort's prayer to Mary. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Ghost, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Mother of Christ, pray for us. Mother of Divine Grace, pray for us. Mother Most Pure, pray for us. Mother Most Chaste, pray for us. Mother Inviolate, pray for us. Mother Undefiled, pray for us. Mother Most Aimable, pray for us. Mother Most Admirable, pray for us. Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. Mother of Our Creator, pray for us. Mother of Our Savior, pray for us. Virgin Most Prudent, pray for us. Virgin Most Venerable, pray for us. Virgin Most Renowned, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. Virgin Most Merciful, pray for us. Virgin Most Faithful, pray for us. Mirror of Justice, pray for us. Cause of Our Joy, pray for us. Spiritual Vessel, Vessel of Honor, pray for us. Singular Vessel of Devotion, pray for us. Mystical Rose, pray for us. Tower of David, pray for us. Tower of Ivory, pray for us. House of Gold, pray for us. Ark of the Covenant, pray for us. Gate of Heaven, pray for us. Morning Star, Health of the sick, pray for us. Refuge of sinners, pray for us. Comforter of the afflicted, pray for us. Help of Christians, pray for us. Queen of angels, pray for us. Queen of patriarchs, pray for us. Queen of prophets, pray for us. Queen of martyrs, pray for us. Queen of confessors, Queen of virgins, pray for us. Queen of all saints, pray for us. Queen conceived without original sin, pray for us. Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. Queen of peace, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Grant, we beseech you, O Lord God, that we, your servants, may enjoy perpetual health of mind and body, and by the glorious intercession of the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may be delivered from present sorrow and obtain eternal joy through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. Saint Louis de Montfort's prayer to Mary. Hail Mary, beloved daughter of the Eternal Father. Hail Mary, admirable mother of the Son. Hail Mary, faithful spouse of the Holy Ghost. Hail Mary, my dear mother, my loving mistress, my powerful sovereign. Hail my joy, my glory, my heart, and my soul. Thou art all mine by mercy, and I am all thine by justice. But I am not yet sufficiently thine. I now give myself wholly to thee, without keeping anything back for myself or others. If thou still seest in me anything which does not belong to thee, I beseech thee to take it and to make it thyself the absolute mistress of all that is mine. Destroy in me all that may be displeasing to God, root it up and bring it to naught. Place and cultivate in me everything that is pleasing to thee. May the light of thy faith dispel the darkness of my mind. May thy profound humility take the place of my pride. May thy sublime contemplation check the distractions of my wandering imagination. May thy continuous sight of God fill my memory with his presence. May the burning love of thy heart inflame the lukewarmness of mine. May thy virtues take the place of my sins. May thy merits be my only adornment in the sight of God, and make up for all that is wanting in me. Finally, dearly beloved Mother, grant, if it be possible, that I may have no other spirit but thine to know Jesus and his divine will. That I may have no other soul but thine to praise and glorify the Lord. That I may have no other heart but thine, to love God with a love as pure and ardent as thine. I do not ask thee for visions, revelations, sensible devotion, or spiritual pleasures. It is thy privilege to see God clearly. It is thy privilege to enjoy heavenly bliss. It is thy privilege to triumph gloriously in heaven at the right hand of thy Son, and to hold absolute sway over angels, men, and demons. It is thy privilege to dispose of all the gifts of God just as thou willest. Such is, O Heavenly Mary, the best part, which the Lord has given thee, and which shall never be taken away from thee. And this thought fills my heart with joy. As for my part here below, I wish for no other than that which was thine, to believe sincerely, without spiritual pleasures, to suffer joyfully, without human consolation, to die continually to myself without respite, and to work zealously and unselfishly for thee until death, as the humblest of thy servants. The only grace I beg thee to obtain for me is that every day and every moment of my life I may say, Amen, so be it, to all that thou didst do while on earth. Amen, so be it, to all that thou art now doing in heaven. Amen, so be it, to all that thou art doing in my soul, so that thou alone mayest fully glorify Jesus in me for time and eternity. Amen. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servants in the spirit of holiness, in the fullness of your power, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Rule over every adverse power in your spirit for the glory of the Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I hope you enjoyed those two beautiful prayers that I'm so happy to share with you, as we are now going to the final broadcast for the month of May next time. And I sincerely hope you enjoy our time together, and you might want to consider pursuing reading more about Our Lady of Lourdes, or maybe through Fatima and finding all the apparitions. I have a beautiful book. It's quite big. Let me just get it for you for just a moment. Yes, I'm right here. All right, so it's, I don't want to tell you how many pages it is, but it's a beautiful book. It's about 750 pages, and it is The Complete Visions of Anne Catherine Emmerich. And it's, I was reading, I had just started, and I was on page 76, and it goes into Mary's Annunciation and how Anne Catherine had these visions. And an absolute beautiful book. And it has also the Stations of the Cross as well in this beautiful book. So Sister Emmerich, she said, when in my sixth year, she says, I was reflecting on the first article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe in God, the Father Almighty. And at that point, it goes into her explanation, but I will leave it at that. But if you ever want us, if you ever want me to go into a bit into the visions, then just drop me a line at quilt@radiomaria.ca. So quilt, Q-U-I-L-T, at radiomaria.ca. Well, this is it. Time's up for me. God bless you, and I look forward to being with you next time here on The Father's Quilt. Bye for now, brothers and sisters. Have a great week.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
if I had.